All right, welcome, good afternoon, and welcome to Realm of the Historics. And today we are going to continue, like I said, with our investigation as to whether or not we have other extraterrestrial beings in our universe or around us, what we call aliens. And we are going to look into the tradition, into the traditional belief system, a traditional understanding, and then we climb higher. Then we are going to determine whether or not we have something that could help us connect the dots. Help us connect the dots. So, we are going to continue. And before we continue, we just need to get our place in order. We just need to get our house in order. Then we are going to continue. So we need to get our house in order. Then we will continue.
$50 milliliters Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99 million, and get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99 million. You save. Where else?
Yeah. Thank you. You know, there's something about opening a Tafel Lager that brings people together.
Yeah, and as people come together, the voices follow.
Ideas get shared. Laughs get louder.
New perspectives come up where you least expect them.
Because when people use their voice, conversations start.
And those conversations, they can refresh a moment and even shape what happens next.
So, grab a Tafel Lager and start the conversation. Tafel Lager. Now we're talking. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
found a reason to believe. I found a reason to believe in love. The magic that awakened love in me. Makes me wanna dance tonight. Makes me wanna dance all night. It is you. It is you. It is you. It is you. Yeah. Oh, when I look into your eyes, I see a light so bright. Niko papa tele, papa tele jo.
All right. I didn't want anything to be in our way because there were a lot of ads there. So I just wanted them to go out. Then we are now coming to talk. And what did we believe in our, you know, cultural belief system, cultural mythology and understanding, cultural mythological understanding? What was our doctrine? Did we have anything that can link to the scientific, to the nowadays phenomena of, you know, aliens? Do we have anything that can connect us to the phenomenon of aliens? Who are the aliens according to our, you know, culture, our African understanding of spirituality? Are these beings physical? Whether they are called, because they are called extraterrestrial. Now, when we talk about extraterrestrial, we don't simply mean physical beings, because it will mean that these beings are not made of the same materials, or of the same material that we are made. They are not made of the same material we are made in. They are made of different material. Now, I want you to permit me to go deeper so that we understand. Maybe it might not be today, but if we continue with this conversation by next Saturday, if at all, we will not be done with today, because today I just want to lay it all down, and so that we may not leave a stone unturned. And after that, we are going to get into the mark of the beast so that we understand what the mark of the beast is, because most of you are afraid of going to get the electronic ID. So, what is the mark of the beast, and how does the mark of the beast affect the electronic? How do we connect it to the electronic ID? And to make us understand, I'm going to call a friend of mine. We will be in the studio with a friend of mine who is also a Bible scholar and a theologian to at least help us, so that you know what we talk about when we are talking about the mark of the beast. So, because we just want you to be free to go and get the ID. That's what I want. I want you to go and get that ID, that digital ID. You know, I don't even mean to be subjective or objective here. I want you to go and get the digital ID. Full stop. The digital ID is not the mark of the beast. So, the digital ID is not and will never be the mark of the beast. But, there is a but. And that's where the government, this is where the government needs to come in.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusief funksies vir slegs $36 per maand, of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
I went to Rebel Salute, and I bring on a female artist on stage. 2017, I went to Rebel Salute.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Yeah.
I'm walking away.
All right, we continue. So now let's start. In the context of African understanding of spirituality, people believed that there are spirits around us. And everyone, your family, when they die, they become those, they become part of those, that is that spiritual chain that is there to protect you and apparently to command blessings for you and all that. Okay? So, and that's what Africans believed in. They believe in an ancestral, the kind of like a lineage that continues in the spirit, that your father becomes an ancestor, and then he will be the one to speak for you, to his fathers, for the fathers to also speak to their fathers, and the chain continue. The problem with that belief is that it is ignorant of many facts. So, but people believe because that was the only information that was available at that time. The information was not available. A lot of information was not available. And the backwardness and the primitive understanding of our forefathers opened doors to spiritual colonization. It opened doors to a spiritual colonization where, you know, a certain entity, a certain spiritual entity that, you know, took advantage of the simple nature and the primitive understanding of our forefathers, you know, and then, you know, sought to exploit this, and, you know, the rest is history. You know, and that's how we started killing each other, you know, to appease the spirits. And we were thinking that we were doing the right thing, we were appeasing our forefathers. But our forefathers, when they were alive, they never told us to kill anyone to appease them. So the thing that they taught us when they were alive seemed to disappear in thin air. And then they started demanding exactly or the opposite. And that's why my argument is that the spirits that we continue talking about and that we honor so much are not that of our forefathers. Now, for us to understand who the aliens are, we need to take things step by step. And, you know, some of you might even think that you are wasting time. Just go to the point. Why are you starting? No, if we go to the point, you will not understand. You will miss a lot of facts. That's why we need to start everything from the beginning. Now, we established that our forefathers believed that there are spirits around them. Whether these spirits were extraterrestrial or they were celestial, there was no such information to determine that. So, and later on, we started to understand that, oh, they are, in fact, a lot of entities. But, you know, later on, information started to come clear that they are more than one spiritual entities. And these spiritual entities are not one. They are direct opposite. They are antagonistic of each other. So we came to understand that we are in between antagonistic forces. We are in between fighting forces. So, now, we knew that, of course, there is God, the one they call Kalunga in Oshwambo, Kalunga in Tonga, Modimu, in Venda, Mulimu, in Sutu and Lozi. The Lozi, they have names, they call him Mambakani, Mungavupilo, Mulimu, Nyambe. Again, the Lozi called calling Nyambe. I think the Mbukushus, they also say Nyambi, and some say Njambi. Njambi, the Herero say Njambi. The Lingala say Nzambe, which also, you know, connects to Nyambe. And then the Nyembas, they say, the Nyemba, the Chokwe, they say Mangana. Then Suku, the Mbundus. And then the Swahili, they say Mungu. And then in Uganda, they say Mukama. Yeah, they call him Mukama. And then we get to the Zulus, or the Zulus they say Nkulunkulu. The Xhosa say Uthixo. The Tswana they say Modimo. Even the Sotho they say Modimo still. But the Sotho also say Molimo. Then we go to the Kwangari, they say Karunga. Then the Vembas, they say Mulungu. And then the Nyanja, they say Lesa. The Subia say Ireza, Shakunempa Nempa. Ireza Shandandulu. Ireza Shakapanga. And then everyone has a name of God in their language. But the problem was that we did not understand how this God works. Though we knew him, we didn't have a full understanding of his operations. And we also didn't know that there is another entity which is totally different from God. Because in the cultural setup, we believed that everything good comes from God. And that is also biblical. But then evil comes from where? Yeah. That's where now it starts to be a little bit tricky, complicated to understand. Because we don't have Satan in our language. Satan does not exist. Therefore, this entity has kept itself hidden from everyone. And then it revealed itself through ancestral worship, taking advantage of the understanding that was lacking in our forefathers. Now, if there are aliens, are they all one, or are they different groups that are, and are they one, or are they different groups, or are they few, or are they many? Science does not also answer that question, but we'll get there. So, now, we know that we had spirits. Okay, we understood the spirits, but we didn't understand fully well who these spirits are. So, now, the reality is, it is true. The African belief and any other belief, you know, understood and knew that they are spirits, though the information about them fully was not available. Then, we also need to understand that once a person dies, you do not become an ancestor when you die. okay? That was according to our forefathers who understood this. But you don't become an ancestor when you die. You become an ancestor when you give birth. When you bring an offspring forth to the world, you become an ancestor, because ancestor just means the source or the origin where you originate from. Your ancestry, your ancestral lineage. And my ancestral lineage is from my father. Because we believe we are paternal. You know, in our culture, we are paternal. We believe we are counted more from our father's side. But those that are maternal, like the Ovambo people and Hereros, they count themselves from their mother's side. They say they come from their mother. Okay, the Ovambo people have a complicated understanding of paternal and paternity and maternity. And we are not going to go into that. So you don't become an ancestor when you die, because once you die, that's it. Once you die, you die. You only live this life once. And once you are out of this world, you will never again see it. You will let alone come back to it, or let alone interfere with what human beings are doing here. Because this is the land of the living. It is not the land of the dead. So once you die, you get into the world of the dead. And that is a different world altogether. And I want to give you a practical demonstration of what happens when you die, practically. So when you die, the moment you start to realize that you are dead, because the first split seconds of dying, you know, you see yourself and you'll be floating. And then you'll be hearing people, you know, calling you, but, you know, you can hear them, and you try to speak to them, but they cannot hear you anymore, because you are no longer in their world. But you could still see what is going on, what people are doing. You could even see yourself being loaded up into the ambulance or being folded up. You see your body being taken. But you are no longer part of that body. You try to go back to it. You can no longer go back to it. And then immediately, the moment you start to realize, oh, I am dead. The moment you realize that you are dead, this world will start fading away like smoke. You know, you start going into the land of the living, of the dead. You start traveling. Whether now you are traveling up or down, depending on your work. So you start traveling downwards into hell. And you start to no longer hear. Even the voices start to fade. The walls start to dissolve, everything, you know, fades. Let me say you are dying in the hospital. You know, you start to see, you know, yourself lying on the bed and you floating above your body. And then immediately you start seeing the hospital wall, you know, dissolving, everything dissolving like mist. And then off you go, completely gone, never to come back again. And you are no longer going to hear what people are going to be talking about, because you are no longer there. That's why when you are dead and we call your name, you are no longer hearing us. You are dead. Your soul is gone. Therefore, you will not become an ancestor. You are a dead ancestor. Because if you have no child, you are not an ancestor. So if you die having no child, you are not an ancestor, because you have brought forth no one. Ancestor means the one that brought forth. So we need to start redefining things so that we don't talk about things we don't understand. And this is mostly in most of our brothers from the traditional, you know, a point of view. They like talking about things they don't understand. Just like people in the church, when they like talking about things they don't understand. Exactly the same with people in politics. They like talking about things they don't understand. Even scientists, they like talking about things they don't understand. In fact, a human being himself like talking about things he does not understand. He has no knowledge of. And the knowledge that he claims to have is just half. He just have half truths. You know, the fact that we have evolution is a half lie. Because evolution takes place after millions of years. And my grandmother died when she was 100 and something years. I have never seen her turning into something else. Or we have never seen people turn into, you know, apes or whatever. So evolution to me is just nothing but a fairy tale. Because why is it not happening in our time? We have thousands of generations that have died right now. If the world is billions of years old, why is history not repeating itself? Because we have recurring, you know, climate change, you know, patterns, droughts, flooding, rain, and else. Those are flooding we see. But why don't we have evolutional, you know, events occurring? Somebody, a new ape that has turned into a human being. But you find people, even professors, talking about this thing. And then they criticize to say religion is a brainwash. Which I will agree to a certain extent. But I will also agree that science is a brainwash. Because you know, the way people are religious about their faith is the same way people are religious about their scientific understanding. Just like a short man laughing at bullying a tall person, and a tall person is able to bully a short person. It's the same. So somebody in a wheelchair can bully a blind person, and a blind person can bully somebody in a wheelchair. But does that mean the person in the wheelchair is better than the blind person? No, they are all disabled. So, the same with scientists. You are not better than the religious. You are all in your own world. You are all you are all delusional. Now, when you die, you don't come back here. You only live this world, this life once. You don't come back here to interfere with, you know, with what we do here. No, my father died. He never came back. This is now 8 years, I think. Yes, it's going to be 8 years in July. My father died, and he does not interfere. In fact, his pension, people squandered it. His cattle, people squandered them. Everything he left was squandered. Because when you die, whatever you have here means nothing. It starts to mean nothing. You don't even care about what you have. It doesn't even register. Because you are leaving the body and everything about it. So you don't become an ancestor when you die. You become an ancestor when you bring forth offspring. Now, The spirits, according to the culture, are around us. Now, when we are going to get into what Christianity says about the spirits, that's where we are going to determine whether the aliens are spiritual or maybe they are stellar beings. So, we are going to determine whether aliens are spiritual or maybe not spiritual. And if they are not spiritual, why are we not seeing them in our universe? Why are they not physical? Well, somebody will say, well, but are protons and electrons physical? Because we did in physical science or chemistry, we have protons and electrons. Are those physical or what? Or gas? Is oxygen physical or is it spiritual? Oxygen is a gas. It is neither physical nor spiritual. It is gas. Does it exist? Yes. So what if the aliens exist in the same form? Or in a more different form, but part of this universe? That's where we come in to look at it from a different perspective.
the day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? Oh,
All right, 15 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock, and we are still here. 3 o'clock is going to be our last show, our last hour. I apologize for, you know, last week ended abruptly because I looked at my hour, and I thought it was 1600, while it was just 1500. So I'm now looking at my hour again to make sure that this is 14 hours. 1400 hours, you know, 46 minutes after 1400 hours. So we still have an hour together. Now, we are now getting into the real issue. The aliens, if they exist at all, they are not what science is telling us to be. Or I don't know whether it is science, or because in science you don't have spirituality. You know, in science you believe in things that can be scientifically proven. So anything that cannot be scientifically proven apparently is not true, which is false. That's a false argument, because science cannot come today and dictate, you know, how people should understand things when science just started, you know, a few hundreds of years ago. The world existed before science. In fact, the world lived on. Science even itself came to copy and, you know, build on the concepts that already existed with people. So today we cannot have science, you know, holding us at a gunpoint. Just like religion cannot hold us at gunpoint, because religion also just came. People believed in God before religion. So it's religion, it is science, and it is politics. So those three are the reason why there is so much conflict and chaos in this world. Now, we get into angelology, the study of angels, because we want to determine whether or not aliens exist. And for us to understand whether or not aliens exist, we need to understand whether or not they are angels or not. You know, I made whether or not they are angels or not. That's just an overstatement. Now, according to Judaism and according to Islam, according to Christianity, we have angels around us. And we don't have angels around us. We also have bad angels. Okay? Good angels and evil angels. Now, when we go into the history, there is God, right? Everyone believes in God. So, but what we lacked in our African in a context of an African, you know, mythology and African, you know, religion, what we lacked was the understanding of whether or not God is the only one. So now, in Hebrew traditions, or in Judaic belief. Of course, Christianity takes the Old Testament, which is, you know, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Anavim, the other scriptures, you know, because they are prophesying about Christ. Now, according to that, there is God. And then this God existed before everything else. You know, he lived in his own world before he decided he wanted to create a world. Or, you know, he wanted to create a celestial world first. And then he created the terrestrial world. So he lived in that world of his own. Nobody knows for how long. You know, because there was no time. This is before time was created. So then he decides he wants to, you know, he wants to create a world, want to create other beings and give them some sort of dominion and, you know, power, you know, and with a free will. So what he does is that he creates a heaven, and he creates all heavens. When he does create heavens, he then creates angels, and he puts them in those heavens, and gives them tasks for his own pleasure. And then at some point, he decides, wait a minute, let me create a material world, a physical world, kind of a semi-physical world, something that is between corruptibility and incorruptibility. Something that is between corporeality and incorporeality. Something that is between terrestrial and celestial. I will explain those terminologies very soon. Then he decides to create, you know, he creates the world, puts the trees, the animals, everything in, the fish, the birds, everything. And then he creates a human being and gives him power over this whole world. And then a conflict arises between angels. Other angels, one angel stands up and says, you know, what God has done is not correct. He cannot make us respect a human being that was created out of dust, which is a low quality material, while we were created out of high quality material, and he wants us to, you know, to kind of honor this guy as if he's very important. This guy is not even, you know, compared to us. So there was a war, a kind of a conflict in heaven. And then it was a war between Satan and Michael. So Satan's group and Michael's group, they faced off. And then Satan got defeated and was thrown out. Thrown out where? To earth. To here. Now, since then, there have been a presence of both good and evil angels around, you know, around this universe. And it could be that their activities can be picked up. It could be that activities can be picked up. You know, they have activities. They may be conducting some reconnaissance or whatever they are doing. It could be that our, you know, world intelligences here and science are picking up certain activities that would suggest that, look, there might be other beings around us. That could be the case. So, but according to religion or according to faith, some angels are called demons because they are evil angels. False, you know, they are, for they are, some spirits are called demons. some spirits are called fallen angels. There's a difference between demons and fallen angels. Demons are called the evil spirits that move around the earth. Familiar spirits. The familiar spirits, that's where your ancestral spiritual, ranking starts. The lowest rank, in fact, among demons. So, and there are also good angels that are there to assist human beings, to help them with whether it is design, architectural design, whether it is, fashion design, whether it is, mechanics, technology, whatever, every good thing. Those are angels that are putting it into the minds of a human being. And human beings wake up with an idea, and before you know, there's an app, that is busy, that is able to direct you, to wherever you want to go. Or there is an app where you can order your meal, and your meal comes. So you order your meal and it comes. It's an app. Somebody has created that app, and somebody created the radio because somebody woke up and discovered that there are radio waves that can transmit, voice and sound from one place to the other. And then that person creates, a radio out of that. And we now have radio transmitters, TV transmitters, and so forth, that you can call America right now with on WhatsApp, and somebody can answer the other side, and you talk and you laugh. So all those things are good things. But then there are other angels that are there to make sure that these good things, we use them to harm others. We use them to destroy others. For example, we come up with weapons, lethal weapons of mass destruction, and we are fighting wars, endless wars. So everything that was created for good is now being used to create evil, because there are evil angels around us that give a human being evil desires and evil suggestions. And then a human being wakes up with an evil plan against the other. Somebody creates an app, a transactional app, an electronic fund transferring app, and somebody creates an idea on how to hack in those apps and steal from people. That's not a spirit from a good angels. Now, these are what science is calling aliens. These are what science is calling aliens. And there are movies that suggest that in future the world will be invaded by aliens, that there will be war between a human being and aliens. That is what the scientists are, predicting. And that is not far from the truth. Have you heard about Armageddon, the conflict between good and evil? So what science is saying is not far from truth. It's just, the only problem is that science wants to come out to be the cleanest and the most true, and does not want to, you know, work together with other beliefs. Because most of the people that are, you know, that are in science are atheists, and atheists are very bitter against, you know, faith and religion. They always want to prove religion wrong and to prove everyone wrong, and then they want to stand out to be, apparently they have the true understanding of how the world is, which is false. So, and at the same time, the religious people have the same kind of understanding, which is also very false. So, before we go, we are going for a musical break. Before we do that, we would want to say that, you know, we will come back and say and tell you what happens in our tradition. We also had aliens. You know, we also had other things that nobody could really explain. We'll come back after this.
Thank you. Volviendo a tu brazo, que cae.
All right, so now everyone is aware that we are battling, you know, against evil. You know, we have two conflicts in our, we have a conflict in our mind. You want to maintain a certain good standard, and you in fact do things that you don't want to do. You find yourself doing what you don't want to do. And what you are supposed to do, you find yourself, you know, not doing. So that's another battle. And those who are at faith suggest that, you know, a human being is listening to voices, to two voices, a voice of good and a voice of evil. Now, a human being is listening to these two voices, and these two voices are perpetuated by the fact that they are spiritual forces, two spiritual forces. One is an evil force, and another one is a force of good. And these are all, you know, fighting for a human being. That's why a human being finds himself doing what he's not supposed to do, or, you know, not doing what he's supposed to do. Now, these aliens, apparently, according to what we hear, apparently they are flying in our skies. They are a lot of unidentified, you know, flying objects that were detected in our atmosphere. or in our universe, or universal atmosphere. So, and it suggests that they are not China, it's not America, it's not Russia, it's not other countries, it's something totally strange. And apparently a Soviet, I don't know whether it is an SU-35 or SU-30, detected a flying object. And then they tried to follow after it. Apparently that object flies very fast. And it's a roundish kind of, you know, object in a round form. That from it, you know, it emits very bright light. So it emits bright light. And they suggest that it could be aliens. And apparently there were a flying object that fell, that crashed in America. And the Americans apparently found, you know, strange beings. And apparently the Americans, you know, captured these beings and they put them at their research, a military research center. There are those beings that are kept there. And some are saying those are not true, you know, claims. And some are claiming to say they are good, they are true, but they are just classified. The Americans have classified those things or that information. Apparently there are research that, there are beings that are kept at a certain research center. And a lot of scientists that are researching there, you know, they are told to keep things secret. That's according to, you know, information. And Trump was also about to say, well, we don't know whether, you know, aliens exist. Trump is saying he will investigate that. He also hears about it. Now, in religion, in Christianity, there are angels that could come, that could appear to people. Angels that could appear to people and tell them what they are supposed to do and what they are not supposed to do. And there are also demons that could possess people and make them do what things that are not supposed to be done. When it comes to demon, I have a practical experience with that because I worked in counseling in church for many years. But then in African, in our religion, we also have things, creatures, that cannot otherwise be described. You know, like in the north, we used to hear about creatures that will come and eat, you know, goats. And if they eat they eat goats. Now they even start to eat dogs. You know, they'll eat goats and they'll just eat the inner things. And when they wake up, you find the goats, the goat is eaten, or the two goats are eaten like that. Now, these, according to some people that have seen the one that was killed, because one was found and it was killed, they say apparently they look like wolves and or like, you know, they are creatures that you don't know whether the thing is a dog or is a wolf. So that's according to people that have seen that. So that could be that, you know, these aliens that are being seen by science, maybe they are appearing in a form depending on how advanced the person is. Because if you are backward, maybe you are not advanced, you are primitive, you will see a demon in a different form. You know, a demon will just come in a, like if a person is a typical cult, is a typically cultured person, that person will not see a flying vessel, like a flying object. That person will see maybe a bird, or you will see a human being dressed in cultural attires. And maybe the aliens are, you know, according to regions. Because the American aliens or witchcraft in America will not be the same witchcraft in Africa. So it's the same witchcraft, but, you know, things may not be the same. So it could be that, you know, they appear in a different format depending on the level the person is in. But the conclusion is that it is difficult to really tell whether aliens exist or they don't exist. So, but there are suggestions in faith and in religion that there are angels, that there are demons, and it could be that, you know, aliens could be one of those.
Happen. Just wake up, you will. Morning, bride or groom.
Groom.
This way. Morning,
bride.
Morning,
bride.
Morning, morning, bride.
Alright, so the conclusion that we draw to today, we will say that aliens, whether or not they exist, it is a phenomenon that, you know, you cannot debate against it. You can also not fully debate for it. You just just something that we can leave.
Join us for the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 with Ali Tobias. Experience an unforgettable evening featuring songs from her latest album, A Bilo, performed live with a full band. Special guest appearances by Tate Buti, DA, Paige, and One Accord. All proceeds from the event will go towards supporting the Our Lady Orphanage. The event takes place on 4 July 2026 at the National Theatre of Namibia. Tickets are available on Web Tickets Namibia for 450 Namibian dollars. Don't miss this powerful night of music, inspiration, and giving back. Ehangano Concert Volume 2. See you there.
Right, so it is something that we can leave hanging. Just like angels and demons. Do they exist? Some will say, yes, they exist. And some will have evidence of encounters with them. For example, if we say, do ancestral spirits exist? People in the traditional and cultural, belief system will say, yes, they exist. And that people still communicate to their ancestors or to what they deem to be their ancestors. Now, it takes faith to do that. So without faith, you cannot communicate to your ancestors. You need to invoke a certain spiritual, level of energy for you to be able to be part of that conversation. But an ordinary person would say, well, we have not seen it. We just hear about it. Some people say that ancestral spirit exists. They get fortune from them. And some say demon exists, because some say angels exist. So, but as a person that has been in that world, I've experienced both. Whether it is what you call, ancestral spirits or demons or angels, I have experienced and seen and encountered all of them. So, at my personal point of view, where I stand, I would say demons exist, angels exist. And it is true that people communicate with what they deem to be ancestral, spirits. So that is true from that point of view. But at the same time, somebody who has never been in that world, somebody who is an atheist, would say, well, those are just illusions. Whatever they will interpret it. But, I can tell you that they are beyond the illusions. I think, atheism is more of an illusion. If we compare to a person saying they spoke with their ancestors, that is more true and more real than, whatever an atheist can come up with. So, I can tell you that this has nothing to do with Christianity or whatever. Let's talk about, traditional. People communicate with their grandmothers. So, the spirits of their ancestors, their familiar spirits, that is real. It's true. And people get messages from there. So, but somebody who believes in the so-called science of using, genome sequencing or using carbon dating to even come up with, false years of, billions of years ago, the world exists this. That is more false compared to somebody who is saying they are talking to their grandmother. You know, that is morph. That carbon dating is more false. It's more of an illusion. And, you know, compared to somebody saying they go to the grave to communicate with their grandfathers. Because that, you know, but the spirits, here is where the conflict is. In Christianity, we call those demonic encounters. In tradition, they call it ancestral spirits, the spirits of the forefathers. But in Christianity, we call them demonic encounters. Because when you pray to the dead, you are not talking to your father who is dead. You are talking to a different spiritual entity that has taken advantage of your natural ignorant condition. The spirit that has taken over is a spirit that is taking advantage of your desperation. And this spirit has been spying your family for years. It knows your father very well. Therefore, that's why even when you are going to hear the voice back, you are going to hear somebody speaking like your father. But it is not your father. And I want to tell you that it is not your father because of the instruction that you are going to get from this spirit. What this spirit is going to tell you is going to prove to you that you are not talking to your father, you are talking to a different spirit that took advantage of your simple nature. And you are talking to a demonic entity. So that is what we call an impersonation. Have you spoken to a false person saying they are calling you from Namra? You know, not many days ago, I was called by somebody. He say, "Hello, what happened? Why are you not paying your pay 5? You know, he started very well, but he made a mistake.
Oh, holy, oh, yeah, in the name.
Okay, so if somebody, let me just borrow at least 5 minutes from Tate Kauluma. I can borrow some minutes from him to make this point. Now, if somebody called me from pretending to be a Namra official, and this person say, "What happened to your pay five? You have 3 months without submitting your pay five." Then I pretended like, okay, no, you know, I had funerals for this all 3 months. I pretended like I know what he's talking about. And then immediately he forgot that he came as a NAMRA official. And then immediately it went to MTC. Apparently they are calling me from MTC and they are working, they are, I won and they want to give me. That's when I told him, I said, look, listen to me. And he was trying to go up and I told him, I said, listen, you did not do your homework very well. You don't know how to lie. Your lie is inconsistent. You are an unprofessional liar. In fact, you are an embarrassment to everyone that does lie professionally. So, if you are looking, I saw it just hanged up. Now, if you listen to the spirits that claim to be the spirits of our forefathers, if you listen to them very well, they are not consistent with what they tell you to do. Today, they will tell you to respect tradition. Tomorrow, they are going to tell you something totally different from what they told you yesterday. So that's why I tell you that you are not speaking to your father. Your father is dead and you will never hear him again. You are speaking to a strange spirit, to a different spirit that has been spying you for a long time. And these spirits are not consistent. They don't know how to maintain a lie. Because a lie needs to be maintained. A lie needs to be maintained. So if you lie today, you must be able to lie tomorrow. That lie of today must be... The problem with a lie, and that's why even Satan cannot do it very well. Because the problem with a lie is that if you lie today, you will need a new lie tomorrow to protect today's lie. So, and if you get tomorrow, you find a new lie, that lie, you are not safe. You need another new lie to protect tomorrow's lie. So the day after tomorrow, you need to come up with a new lie to protect tomorrow's lie. And that's what I used to tell even my colleagues here when they lie, some of them. You know, those days, in those, somebody say, no, their kettles are in a problem and they need to go. So, and I am present when they are telling the boss about their excuse. And then the next morning, the person immediately forgets what you told your boss yesterday. And then today, you need to protect the yesterday's lie. And that's where it becomes complicated, because you cannot be consistent in the lie. So that's why I'm telling you, you are not speaking to your father. If you go to the grave and you pray there, you are not praying to your father, you are praying to a different spiritual entity that is taking advantage of your primitive understanding of spirituality. All right, so it is 3 minutes past the hour of four, and I don't want to go further. And let's end here, but next Saturday, we'll be coming with more. We'll be coming with more next Saturday. So stay tuned for Tatterfly. It's a goodbye from me. Once you hear that sound, it means we are disembarking.